All right, folks, if you're watching this video right now on ninoscorner.tv, we are just moments away to find out who wins the mayoral race in New York. Could it be Mamdani? It looks like he's ahead on every poll. So this is getting down to the wire. And Trump has said no more money for New York if he wins. He's not going to give it to a communist. I'm with Juano Saban right now. Juanito, good to have you back.
Hey, bro.
So here we are in this mess, I'll tell you how to get out of a mess, folks. Get your noble gold. The Fed is out of options, rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. Inflation's eating savings. The job market's showing the confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house on paper, and now it's burning down. That's why smart investors are moving to what's real, gold and silver. You want to get it right now, folks, before it gets any higher. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Get started on it right away, folks. Juan, all right, so I'm going to pull up some articles
Well,
here.
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I just want to add one thing with your commercial. It's not that gold is going higher necessarily;
The dollar's
the
devaluing.
dollar's going lower, and so it's that you have a weakening dollar, and there's all sorts of threats out there. You want to protect yourself by not getting caught with music stops with the wrong kind of an asset. It could be tractors, it could be cars, it could be, collect cars, art, cookies, whatever. It's kind of one of those things where when you get in a hyperinflation situation where the value of the currency is going down, you have to, a lot of people would get paid and have to spend the money in the next few minutes because by the end of the evening in Brazil, when the currency collapsed, you'd buy anything you could find that had some tangible value. And certainly that's what the bad guys had planned for us. There's right now, I've got an inventory that we've counted where we've had eyes on, know they exist, of 17,000 pallets of $100 bills, 100 million to a pallet. There's another 5,000 that I believe are absolutely exist within the groups that I've tracked. And then one of the people who's a key advisor in this administration, their inventory with everything that they've looked at is even greater. They say there's 100 trillion of pallets of cash, 100 million to a pallet that have been printed by these criminal monsters working through the Federal Reserve System. Remember, even just the paper to print $100 trillion, okay?
That's insane.
It's hard to even begin to fathom these
So
numbers.
they're trying to do to the United States what they did to Russia.
Well, yes, we didn't what's interesting there is that it wasn't counterfeiters. It wasn't somebody coming in from, left field to print the rubles when we took down the ruble. They printed the rubles. We bought them. Then we flooded their markets with the rubles at a later time. We bought them with hard Western currency and they were glad to take it. And then we cut off the flow of Western currencies and sent their rubles back into their markets at the street level and it collapsed the ruble. And it's very, you're not able to collapse a currency from within a country's banking system because the banking leadership, the political leadership will cut off the flow of digital accounts to protect themselves. But when it's at the street level, you can't, person to person, you can't choke that off readily. And so if you're infusing lots of new cash into their system, it's going to reduce the confidence in the
Well, Juan,
existing bills.
let's switch gears real quick and let's talk about this New York mayoral election. Live updates: Zohran Mamdani leads Andrew Cuomo, Curtis Silva. As voters head to polls, Trump put out, I think, a true social post saying that a vote for Silva is a vote for Mamdani. He's actually pushing for Andrew Cuomo to win, which is, I wouldn't want it. The one I would want to win is Curtis Silva, but Sliwa, whatever his name is. But why would he? Right. So, that's who I would, my instinct say, hey, that's be the best mayor for New York. But Trump said no, that he'd rather
Well,
Cuomo
but
get
you
in
got to
there.
understand the context. Curtis wasn't going to be able to win at this point in time based on the numbers. So what Trump said, he would rather have a leftist American citizen who's truly an American than this communist, Marxist, whatever person that.
I can't believe New York is going this way. I mean, I don't think people are, in my mind, this is rigged. I don't think he's gonna, I don't think there's any possible way New Yorkers would come out and vote for this guy. Not in anybody's sane mind.
Well, a lot of us thought the same way, but then again, PR, you can polish a turd with good PR, and some of these
He's
guys are pretty
only
cool.
34 years old,
Okay.
Zohan Mamdani. He's 34.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a child to me, a kid. Proud DSA member Zohan Mamdani, 34, is maintaining his lead in New York as New Yorkers head to the polls Tuesday to elect the next mayor of New York City, with former New York governor and independent candidate Andrew Cuomo agonizingly close behind, and beret-wearing GOP nominee Curtis Sliwa as a distant third.
Yep.
So by 9 p.m., I guess we'll know who's going to be the next mayor. But what do you think? Is Trump going about it the right way by saying, hey, we're not giving him any money? What's going to happen to New York?
Well, there's actually another interesting angle. There's real challenges. He's a naturalized citizen, of course, born in Uganda. And so, with really good PR, he's, in a winning position. But is he technically at some level, he helped or promoted people that are categorized as terrorists. So is there an angle here where he may have violated his oaths as a naturalized citizen, and that citizenship can be revoked? And so a number of players have said that they will pursue legal, options
I
to
mean,
have
shouldn't
a
it be
citizenship.
illegal for any kind of socialist or communist to even run for office? I mean, there should be laws against this, man.
Well, you know what? Actually, let me tell you something that is, Loy Brunson. He has written a book on the U.S. Constitution and some commentary, and just came out. Loy actually makes the case that no one in public office can be there constitutionally who pushes communist ideals and ideas. So you might want to have Loy Brunson on and let him explain how he sees that in the Constitution. I think it's a really important thing. I'll even hook you up later on today. I think it's a interesting perspective that he has.
Yeah, I'll put that on ninoscorner.tv. But it says here, 2011 study, Sharia and violence in American mosques, published in the Middle East Quarterly, surveyed 100 U.S. mosques selected proportionally by state Muslim population between 2007 and 2010, and found that 81% contained texts advocating or justifying violence in the name of Sharia or jihad, 51% calling for overthrowing non-Islamic governments, with 84.5% of imams recommending these materials during service. So, and there's been mosques popping up everywhere else as well. But mosques popping up all over El Paso. There's just one down the street from me. There's one in Ciudad Juarez. I mean, what is it doing in Juarez? And it's overlooking all of El Paso. It's really kind of creepy. But I mean, this stuff is definitely by design.
Well, one of the things that'll be pretty hard for folks down the road is how consistently we were betrayed by people in public office. And as all of the truths of what's been going on for the last 20, 25, 30 years come to the fore, I think people are going to be repulsed from the good old boy politics and get along, go along stuff that has created a framework in which people could come in from outside the country, become citizens one way or another, and but not have had time to decide that they want to be American. American ideals, American perspectives, that they can meld into the American population as opposed to steer it off into bizarre directions. Fundamentally changing the way that America thinks and works and acts, taking us on a different course. And I think that Americans are going to want to go back to that en masse as time goes on. And you can feel it in the audience here. Everybody knows that something has happened to change the country that they were born into. So it's going to change. It will change.
So Juanito, you said that you don't think that Zohran Mamdani will be sticking around much longer, right? I mean, you're pretty confident about that. Like, you feel that even if he does become mayor, that there's going to be something, some way to get him out of there, basically.
Well, let me just say this. If he gets in, he's put himself in the spotlight. If there's anything that is wonky, it's going to come out. It should have come out before he reached this point, probably. But, at the very least, Trump has shown or made statements that tell you that he is not going to treat this lightly and it's going to be an uphill path. Not just for Dahmé, but for New York, if this is going to be allowed to hold. So
So
let's
what does it
see.
look like? What does
You
it look like
go
for
ahead.
New York not to get funds? Like, what does that look like? How will New York just start falling apart? I would imagine with Mamdani being in there, obviously it's going to fall apart quite quickly. But now not getting federal funds, what does that look like?
Well, Trump is going to, slow that down. Let me just say this. Even with anybody else, Sliwa, Cuomo, anybody, New York is in deep shit. New York and LA both have exactly the same problem. I remember when New York went bankrupt previously and had to get a federal bailout. Trump will not provide a federal bailout. What's Trump actually saying this in the context of what about the federal funds? What? Because for all you New Yorkers, you've been sold a pile of shit. The property owners, the business property owners, private property owners, you've all got one hell of a serious situation coming. And that's because the frauds within the bond market, the frauds that are public bonds, the water district, school district, special investment zones and things like that. What's been happening is that you have been sold bonds that ultimately the money wasn't used the way it was supposed to. So there's violations of the original bond sales data. Securities and Exchange Commission hasn't been given accurate information. IRS hasn't been given accurate information. And so one of the most critical aspects of it that's going to be brutal, and for the law firms, everybody else, here's what's the problem. You issue bonds that can then be tax-free. But if there's fraud in the way the bond was issued and then the money spent, that tax-free status can be reversed and back to the date of the bond issue. So you have stuff that's bond issues that are 20 years old. You think, oh, it's fine, the statute of limitations is run. No, you can with the bond go back to the date of issuance and taxes are due. So the impact impact into the bond market. And by the way, you live in El Paso, you know. The last in El Paso, the 30 people getting arrested related to fraud in the bond market.
You're breaking up a little bit, Juan.
Nationwide. Nope, sorry. It'll go back in just a second. It's just changing cell size.
But it
Yeah,
says here,
but it's El Paso.
yeah, I know. Trust me, I know
El
that.
Paso is the place that it started. Well, now just think that was just a little fringe area and affected the world bond market. What's going to happen when you have New York in trouble on the bond stuff again and all the law firms issue bonds? By the way, just so you understand, where did Hillary Clinton work when Bill was governor of Arkansas? She worked for Rose Law Firm. What were they doing? Issuing bond. They were doing the legal work to put public bonds out for Arkansas Development Finance Authority and other stuff. Like 90 plus percent of their business was writing the bond stuff for public bonds, school districts, water districts, road projects, etc., stadiums, whatever you want to call it. And they were just a podunk backwater, but they all made great money doing it. What's going to happen as the bond market comes unraveled in New York, let alone, let's say, Los Angeles and a bunch of other major cities? The if New York gets in trouble and wants a federal bailout, Trump is saying, I'm not sending any money to New York. You got exactly the wrong guy. And by the way, how come New Yorkers want to vote in this guy? They want to vote him in because the guy's supposedly going to spend all this public money on cheaper housing
Yeah.
and all sorts of public benefits
So
on
that
him. Where's
benefiting
the money
illegal
come from?
immigrants.
Right. They're going to create public bonds, sell them in the markets, and then have the money to spend all sorts of wonky ways
Wow.
and push the tax money off to property owners. And so, by the way, I've been consulting with people in several locations now looking at civil RICOs aimed at the bond issuers and the SEC and IRS involvement to go after this in a number of states on behalf of property owners. It's coming. It's coming like a freight train. Jamie Dimon the other day, he said, and he knows exactly what I know. Jamie Dimon said, whether it's 6 months or 6 years, a collapse in the bond market is imminent now. Okay. I'm paraphrasing a little bit what he said, but imminent. There's no way to stop what's coming. And in a Trump environment, Trump administration, it will come to a head faster than slower.
Well, Juanita, let me ask you this. It says here, Momdami says, are you still there, Juan?
I am.
Okay, I thought it cut out. It's not the law. So President backs Cuomo in election eve. Truth Social post says Mamdani hits back at Trump. Trump's threat and says it's not the law. But from here, I think Trump can do pretty much what he wants.
Well, again, when it's when New York hits the wall. Remember when Gorbachev had to call George Bush Senior and tell him that Russia's economic situation was collapsing and we need help. Well, of course, it affects the whole world. Russia, you don't want to collapse, etc. Except that, their spending and what we had done with the ruble, shoot, they're fighting wars on a couple of fronts. They, trying to project their communist ideals out across the world. And they hit the wall, needed some help, needed money. Well, they had to call somebody they didn't want to call, look for that assistance. New York may not like it, but they're going to have to call President Donald J. Trump and ask him for assistance. Let this guy go ahead and become mayor. And then when they need to send out the bat signal to save New York because of the bond crisis that's coming, it's coming. If your head is in a hole and you're not listening, I'm telling you. New York is about to go into a crisis of global proportions, but it's all concentrated in one little city. And they're going to need some assistance. And Donald Trump is not going to give it. He is not going to spend it. In a world of Doge, New York is going to have to cut, not expand, government services. They are in such deep shit. And so is L.A. and a number of other cities around the country. And go back 25 years, look at what happened in El Paso, little teeny El Paso, where you live. 30 people arrested just on the fraudulent bond issues and handling. What do you think that number might be in New York or Los Angeles or a number of other major cities where, just like what was going on in Little Rock, Arkansas, with Hillary, is going to end up being revealed across the country?
So
it's
one,
unbelievable.
What about was well, yeah? So what about Gavin Newsom now voting on redistricting? So he, and look at his podium right here: election rigging, response act. I mean, projecting, blaming Trump for what they do. And here it is: why is California voting on redistricting after Texas legislature passed a controversial Republican drawn congressional map in August? California lawmakers accused the GOP of trying to rig next year's midterm elections and vow to fight back. This guy.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Setting up a partisan redistricting war across the country. Are they going to achieve this?
Nino, I'm shocked. I'm shocked, I tell you. Politicians acting like politicians. Can you believe there's politicians acting like that in California? Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm shocked.
Do they achieve this? Have they achieved it?
What are they going to do here? Okay, you know what the issue still is the same thing. California statewide, they have been sucking the life out of anybody that had real money in California for a long time, pushing business owners into other states with all of their taxes, their franchise taxes, everything else, the demands, energy taxes. If you have money, you got to pay for the other guy that doesn't. They've just been being bled dry. And then the frauds within the bond market statewide. Oh my God, Nino. You know, I had a chance to spend time with several of the governor candidates in California over the last couple months. And so each one of them, I've actually had people present to be able to explain what the issue is with the bonds. And they're starting to understand it and get it. Anything they promise to a taxpayer still has to be paid by somebody. The way that they've been frauding everybody is push it to the landowners with property taxes for all these various projects. Look, you think about the train to nowhere, the high-speed rail to nowhere, okay, that Trump said we're not going to give any federal funding to that project. They spent already $15 billion, and the train will never be built. They did it with bond money. Okay, so if you bought public utility bonds on the open market, and by the way, these bonds are purchased by widows and orphans funds. So think about the widows and orphans funds. When you're doing investment management and you're dealing with widows and orphans type money, you're supposed to put it in the absolute zero risk category as much as possible. You don't take any chances with it. You're not gambling on which stock is going to go somewhere, whatever, because their states, their public utility, real stuff that, you know, gives their steady return because it's, you know, people paying their water bill or something like that. Well, when you have property taxes, the state or the county enforces that property tax collection and payment. It's guaranteed.
Juan, you're breaking up a little bit. All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and end this here. Okay, Juan, you there?
Revenue
Juan, you're
from
breaking
the
up badly.
sales. Yeah, I'm right here. It'll go.
Yeah,
It'll get better momentarily. I'm sorry.
let's finish this up on ninoscorner.tv. This has been great. So people, now you know, Mom Dami, crisis in New York, crisis in America, actually crisis in California, crisis in New York, really, really in the spotlight now. I appreciate you coming on, Juanito. Let's go to ninoscorner.tv.
Well, let me add one last thing. Give me
Go for it. Go
20
for it.
seconds.
Yep.
Here's the other thing. The bond issues for water districts, roads, utilities, special projects all over Palisades and Paradise are the property owners paying property taxes right now in those locations. And even with the insurance, is there enough insurance to cover the payments to cover the bonds that were issued in those areas? And they're going to rebuild those areas with bonds. Is anybody going to be allowed to get in there and do it? Let me tell you, there's a crisis coming in the bond market, and the two primary places on planet Earth that will affect the markets are New York and Los Angeles, both run by people calling themselves, conservative, but they're not. Watch what happens next. All right, Nino. There you go, bro.
All right, I'll see you at .tv right now. All right, folks, we'll see
All
you there.
right. All right.